The rats. He assumed they were rats, were alive this time. Alive, by God, the blood still running in their veins. Mordred closed his eyes and concentrated. The red light Susanna had seen before his first change once more ran beneath his fair skin from the crown of his head to the stained right heel. When that light passed the open wound in the baby's hip, the sluggish flow of blood and pussy matter grew briefly stronger, and Mordred uttered a low cry of misery. His hand went to the wound and spread blood over the small bowl of his belly in a thoughtless, comforting gesture. For a moment, there was a sense of blackness rising to replace the red flush, accompanied by a wavering of the infant's shape. This time there was no transformation, however. The baby slumped back in the chair, breathing hard, a tiny trickle of clear urine dribbling from his penis to wet the front of the towel he wore. There was a muffled pop from beneath the control panel in front of the chair where the baby slumped askew, panting like a dog. Across the room, a door marked Main Access slid open. Nigel tramped stolidly in, twitching his capsule of a head almost constantly now, counting off not in two or three languages, but in perhaps as many as a dozen. "Sir, I really cannot continue to—" Mordred made a baby's cheerful goo-goo-ga-ga sounds and held out his hands toward the bag. The thought which he sent was both clear and cold. "Shut up. Give me what I need." Nigel put the bag in his lap. From within it came a cheeping sound, almost like human speech, and for the first time Mordred realized that the twitches were all coming from a single creature. Not a rat, then. Something bigger. Bigger and bloodier. He opened the bag and peered in. A pair of gold-ringed eyes looked pleadingly back at him. For a moment, he thought it was the bird that flew at night, the hoo-hoo bird. He didn't know its name. And then he saw the thing had fur, not feathers.